Vayakel Moshe is called Das B'nai Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, he assembled the assembly of the B'nai Yisrael, Vayomer Aleihem. He said to them, Eila Hadvarim Ashesiva Hashem La'asoy Yisrael. These are the things that Hashem commanded to do them. Rashi brings down over here, Vayakel Moshe, L'mochros Yom HaKippurim. This happened the day after Yom Kippur. Kishiyarad Minahar, when he came down from Har Sinai, and he brought the Luchas Shnias, and Klal Yisrael had a kapara for the Chet HaEgel, so immediately the next morning, Vayakel Moshe is called Das B'nai Yisrael. He gathered the B'nai Yisrael. So Yaakov Kamenetsky asks a question. We find, there's a Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Amid Beis, that says that Klal Yisrael was commanded three mitzvahs when they enter Eretz Yisrael. These three mitzvahs were given Bishas Maim and Har Sinai. The first one was they should appoint a king. The second one was to destroy Amalek. And last on the agenda was building a Beis HaMikdash. So that means there was other mitzvahs before building a Beis HaMikdash. So why all of a sudden over here was the Seder changed? The minute Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai, right away we have to build a Mishkan. Like what changed all of a sudden here from the regular Seder of Matan Torah? So Yaakov says the following, that the emes is that originally the building of the Beis HaMikdash had to come through Madreigas. You first had to have a Melech to unite the nation, and then you had to get rid of the Ra, you had to get rid of Amalek, and only then could you bring could you build a Makom for the Shechina to rest. That was the way it should have been ideally. But by the Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the minute Klal Yisrael feels it doesn't have a leader, it gets to tumult, it doesn't have where to turn to, and therefore that's not a good thing. That's really what happened with the Chet HaEgel. For the little while, they saw Kiboshish Moshe Loredes, Moshe Rabbeinu was tarrying, he was slow in getting down from the mountain, they became to tumult, and they panicked, and that's where they did the Chet HaEgel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that that's not a good thing, that they should feel they're left without a place to daven. So right away, he made the Beis HaMikdash. Right away, he was mitzvah on the Mishkan. The Klal Yisrael has to know that they always have a place where they could turn to, and that way they could daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is really what Shlomo HaMelech, B'Shaz Bayis Rishon, Shlomo HaMelech said, V'ispalalu Eilecha Derech Artsam. They will daven to you via Eretz Yisrael and via the Beis HaMikdash. Itakas should have been a different Seder. But after the Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Klal Yisrael needs that Mokim to turn to be able to daven straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rav Yankiv says. There's a Medrash on this pasuk. It's a Yalkut. Rabbi Seinu Bali Agoda Imrim. Our Rabbeim, the Bali Agoda, said, from the beginning of the Torah until the end, there is no parsha, Chol HaTorah Kula, that says Vayakel. The Moshe Rabbeinu gathered everybody, this is the only place where you find that before Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the B'nai Yisrael, he gathered them together. Why is that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go be makel kihilas gedolos, go bring together tremendous assemblies, and dash into them barabim d'halachas of Shabbos, so that future generations will learn from you that you're supposed to be makel kihilos, you're supposed to gather gatherings, and every single Shabbos, to bring them into the Bata Midrashas, to teach them the Divrei Torah, Isser V'Heter, etc. So, Medrash says over here that the reason why it says, Vayakel Moshe, this was achieved from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, gather them together, and this will be an example for future generations, to teach them the Halachas of Shabbos, to teach them the Halachas of Isser V'Heter. And this will be throughout the generations of Klal Yisrael, Yidden gathering together to learn Torah, to learn the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mepharshim ask a question. If you learn the Pashtus of the Psukim over here, it's Mashma, that the gathering together and the Hilchos Shabbos was just learned along the way. The main purpose of gathering Klal Yisrael over here was to teach them that there's a mitzvah to build a Mishkan and to make an appeal they should send their donations in. Agav, the Pasuk mentions that you should keep the Shabbos. Why does it mention it? To teach me the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Doicha Shabbos. That's why it's Mashma with the Psukim. The main purpose of this parasha was to teach them about the Beis HaMikdash, And within the teaching of the Beis HaMikdash, along the way, he taught them Hilchos Shabbos to teach them that you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. From over here, from this medrash is mashma, that the Kehillah, the Etzem gathering of the Bnei Yisrael to teach them the halachas of Shabbos, that was an ikar over here. That's what the parasha starts out with. What does that mean? Why is that? So I saw a pshat brought down, b'shem the pun of Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach the Bnei Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash is a meiridike thing, to get people together, to bring korbanis and a makam hashroas hashchinah. But what comes before the makam hashroas hashchinah? Gathering people together to learn Torah. That's even greater than Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Because when you're learning the word of Hashem, your mamash connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word of Hashem is literally the nefesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anoichi, Chazal Darshan. And Anoichi is nutrikin, Anu Navshoi Kisovis Yehovis. I, my nefesh, I wrote it and gave it over to you. Some people touch, I myself gave it over to you. Other people say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed his nefesh in the Torah and he gave it over to us. So gathering kehillahs to learn the word of Hashem, that's the ultimate in attaching with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it says over here, Vayakel, before the whole union of the Beis HaMikdash, to teach me that gathering people together to get them to learn Torah, to get them to learn the word of Hashem, that's an even greater madrega than the Beis HaMikdash itself. That's a tremendous thing. People get together for a shir, people get together in a Beis Medrash with the Chavruses. That's a higher madrega of what was present, the Shechinah that was present in the Beis HaMikdash itself. So the Panav Yisrael goes on to say, it says, Miyoyim Shenechre Beis HaMikdash, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ein Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eladal Amishal Halacha Bulvad. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu has is the four Amas of where people learn Halacha. So the way we're used to teaching this Gemara is, originally there was a Beis HaMikdash, that's the Mokam HaShroas HaShchinah, that was the ultimate. Now that we don't have that, so a nice substitute for that is the Beis Medrash, people come together and learn, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu settles for that. The Panav Yisrael says that that's not shot in the Gemara. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, people sat and learned Torah, that was an Iker. Beis HaMikdash was also Mokam HaShroas HaShchinah. With the Churban Beis HaMikdash, all Hashem has left is the Dalet Amishal Halacha. But that doesn't mean to say that it's a second best. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, we had both. Now that the Beis HaMikdash is not around, this is what we're left with. We at least still have this. But the emes is that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Iker is when people get together and learn Torah, that is the greatest makim of Hashroas HaShchinah. It's kedai to mention the Gemara in Saita. One Saita says, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Yikara hi mipninim. The Torah is more dear than pninim, than pearls. Darshan the Gemara, Yikara hi milifnai v'lifnim. Someone that learns Torah is more dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Kohen Gadol that went lifnai v'lifnim into the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur. Can you imagine that? It can't be a greater dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur when a person is mufke, the Kohen Gadol was removed from anything physical. Mamish, like on a madrega of a malach, to go in there into the Kodesh HaKadosh where no man could step. And he goes in there. And what's even greater than that? Yikarehi mipninim. It's greater than the Kohen Gadol that goes in lefnai v'lefnim. This is what the Gemara says in Masechta Saita. And that's why the same thing over here, it's the same idea. Vayakel Moshe, that's put at the top of the list. Gathering people together to learn Torah. And Barabim, we learn the word of Hashem. That is the greatest madrega, even higher than the Beis HaMikdash. I saw a very beautiful pshat, Sechsidah Shabbat. Vayakel Moshe, Rashi says, L'machros Yom HaKippur was immediately the next day after Yom Kippur. What's the pshat? He says, a father, you know, he goes to work every day, and he loves his child very much. And he gets home from work, oh, he loves to spend time with his child, put him on his lap, and so on. Let's say the father has to go away on a business trip for a nice number of days, for weeks, and sometimes even longer. When he comes home, Amr's the first thing, he hugs his child, he kisses him, he spends time with him, with such a chavivus. Says, Moshe Rabbeinu was like the father of Klal Yisrael. Shinantim levanecha, elu ha-talmidim. Talmidim are considered like children. Moshe Rabbeinu was away for 40 days and 40 nights. There's really 120 days and 120 nights. He went up the first time to be Makabal the Luchas Rishonis. He came down for a short stint, Shavas B'Tamas. He broke the Luchas. He went up immediately another 40 days and 40 nights to be Mispalel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mechaper the Aveira. Came back down again. He told the B'nai Yisrael to be Mispalel and to prepare for the Luchas Shnias. He went back up again, Rosh Chodesh Elul, for the third stint of 40 days and 40 nights. So he was away for 120 days and nights with a little bit of Hefsek in between. So the first opportunity to get back to his children and to see them, Yaakov Moshe's Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael, he gathered them all together. He wanted to see them in their prime form when they're all together and they're all ba'achdus. Immediately after Yom Kippur, when he came down, he gathered them together. He had such a chavivus for them, like a father to his children. He wanted to see them all together at one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Ru'u Korah Hashem B'Shem B'Tzal. Actually, Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating this. Ru'u Korah Hashem B'Shem B'Tzalel Ben Uri Ben Hur Lamata Yehuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called B'Tzalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur from Shevet Yehuda. V'yamal Yisrael Ruach Elikim, he filled him with a godly spirit. B'chochma U'Zvuna U'Vidas, with wisdom, insight, and knowledge, uvechol mawachi, and the ability of doing any craft. The question is, why is it mentioned Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur? Why does it mention his grandfather's name? And also, why does it have to mention the name of the Shevet that he was from, Lamata Yehuda? So the Meshech Chochma says a very interesting thing here. Usually when a person's Maisa Nefesh Rakadosh Baruch Hu al Kiddush Hashem, it's done without thinking too much, without rationalizing. Should I do, should I not do it? Is it the proper thing to do? Once people start rationalizing, start declaring it's the right thing, they'll lose that initial hislahavus. He brings down, it's a dover you do, and we've mentioned this in the past. I think I mentioned it a few weeks ago, that the Chosid Yaibitz, who was present during the Spanish Inquisition, he says that the people that were mice and nefesh to dial Kiddush Hashem in Spain were the simple people. The big philosophers and the thinkers, you know, those that had a rationale for everything, they were not willing to be mice and nefesh. The people that were simple, had emunah pshuta, they were the ones that threw themselves into the fire. And he says the reason is because when they believe in Hashem based on their own rationale, a human intellect is limited. It's limited. So it goes so far, and then to be moish and nefesh past the intellect, that they're not able to do. But if a person believes in Hashem b'tmimus, he's connected to the emunah of previous generations all the way up to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and their emunah in Hashem was infinite, it was boundless. Memele, that's the way they were able to be mekadosh shem shamayim v'rav. Zoktan HaShachachim, the Torah is telling us over here, why was Bezalel zoiche? Because he's ben Uri ben Hur. He was the grandson of Hur. Hur was Moshe Nefesh by the Cheta Egel. When he saw that people wanted to be over on this Aveira, he saw the throngs of people, they were all excited. He wasn't this small. He knew that it's shy that they're going to kill him if he gives them Musar, and he gave Musar anyway. He didn't put too much thought into it. He was Moshe Nefesh right away. Yehuda, that Shevet Yehuda, was also Moshe Nefesh. They jumped into the Yansuf right away. So b'schus that Mesiris Nefesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled him with the Ruach Chochma, a Ruach Tvuna, because they gave up their Chochma and Tvuna. They gave up their Seichel for HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being Meiser Nefesh and jumping in. Yehuda jumped in and Hur fought. He screamed against the B'nai Yisrael. So Mida Keneged Mida, they gave up their rationale. And they were Meiser Nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur with a tremendous spirit of Chochmah, a tremendous spirit of thinking, where he was able to figure out every single thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Chazal Yisrael Temeshe Chochmah. So Meiser brought down the Heilig Dibrei Chaim. The Dibrei Chaim used to visit Rabbi Yisrael Rizhner. He used to visit him numerous times. There'll be macabre things from him. So one time on the way back from the Rizhner, there's a big Talmud Chochem asks the Dibrei Chaim, like, why do you keep on going to him? You know, you're bigger than him in learning. Like, why do you keep on going to him? So the Divrei Chaim answered, let me see if they ask a question. Why was the Beis HaMikdash built on Har HaMoriah? It should have been built on Har Sinai. Har Sinai is the place where the Torah was given. But Har Sinai, Oshan Kulai, there was Kiddushin, there was fire, there was Kailas. Why is the Beis HaMikdash not built over there and instead is built on Har HaMoriah? The Teretz is, even though the Torah was given on Har Sinai, but Har HaMoriah was niskadosh with Mesiras Nefesh. Yitzchok Avinu stretched out his neck to allow it to be geshacht in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person is willing to stretch out his neck and to be mois and nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing greater than that. Har Sinai could be greater in Torah, but Har HaMoriah is greater in Mesiras Nefesh. The Rechaim said, even if I am greater than him in Torah, but there's not a second of the day that goes by that the Rishon is not willing to stretch out his neck to be geshacht in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mesiras Nefesh, that's what trumps everything. It's really a Gemara Mesechtes Brachas. The Gemara Mesechtes Brachas says, Omer Lei Rav Papa La Abaya. Rav Papa said to Abaya, he says, why is it in the earlier days, the earlier generations, there was Zoichet to Nisim Gluyim? And we're not Zoichet to Nisim Gluyim. Is it because they knew how to learn better than us? It's not true. We know that in the times of Rav Yehuda, there were only Isaac and Seder and Nezikin. And we're Isaac and all Shisha's Dara. And yet, Rav Yehuda, the minute he said Mashav Aruah, started raining, gushing rain. And by us, we scream and we scream and we scream and we're not answered. So Abaye answered, it might be that we're greater and tighter than the earlier generation. We became more advanced over the years. But they were much greater than us in Mesiras Nefesh. That same you see, that the thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshav most is not necessarily the amount of knowledge that a person has in Torah. The ikar is how much is he willing to be moisha nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have a second parasha this week, parashas Pekudei. Eila Pekudei HaMishkan. These are the accountings of the Mishkan. Mishkan HaEdus, the Mishkan of testimony. Asher Pukar Al Pi Moshe. It was, the accounting was given through Moshe, Avodas HaLevim, the Avodah was given over to the Levim, B'yad Yisomer, Ben Aaron HaKohen. So Rashi brings down over here, Eile Pikudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. It says the word Mishkan twice. So Rashi, it's a Chazal. The word Mishkan sounds like the word Mashkin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away two Mashkinas from us because we did not live up to his expectations. We were chayte. He took away Bayis Rishon as a mashkin from us, and he took away Bayis Sheni. Yes, Hashem will do tshuva b'karav, will be zeichet to Bayis Shlishi. But Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away two mashkinis from us, Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. So before we ask a kasha, like why should the Torah be maranas to the Churban Beis HaMikdash over here? It was a time of Simcha. Moshe Rabbeinu just came back down. They had the Simcha of Yom Kippur, Hashem was Mechapa their Averis. The Anani HaKovid came back, as is Yodua. And now they're given this Gevaldige Mitzvah of building a Mishkan. They're able to give their donations to it. It should have been a time of Simcha. So why be Mazkir at this time of Simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will eventually take away the two Batei Mikdash? Why? For what reason? So I saw Mori the Kipshat. With the building of the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all the ingredients. What we should donate, Zohar, Chesed, and Chayshas, and Chelas, and Argamon. He gave us all the measurements of the Kalim, what the Aron is, how you build the Menorah, how you build the Shulchan, Big Day Kuhuna. One of the ingredients of the Beis HaMikdash is, we have to know that it's easy to lose. That's a chelik of the ingredients of the Beis HaMikdash. We have to know that the Shechina down here on earth is not a natural phenomena. We have to work hard at keeping it here. And the minute we are Mesiach Das, the minute we lose track of the fact that we have to be Noyig B'Kedusha to keep the Shechina here, then the Shechina leaves. It's one thing to build a Mishkan, but to keep it going, that's another thing. So for that, the Torah is Meramis to us over here. You want to know one of the ingredients of keeping the Shechina here constantly. remember that it's not a given that it's going to be here. And if you always live with that fear that it's easy to lose, you'll do everything possible to maintain that kedusha. That's why he mentions it. We're not stopping because we want to be masked or something which is said. Rabbi, the Torah is trying to tell us over here with the building of the Mishkan, one of the ingredients is you have to realize it's not something that's here automatically. If you let go a little bit, it's like a helium balloon. You let go a little bit, it could fly away. So Eila Pikuda and Mishkan Aedas, be aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being meramez over here, that it's shaykh to lose it very easily. And therefore, hold on to it by maintaining your madregas of Kedusha. One of the inyonim, one of the things this week we're going to learn is Parsis HaKadosh. HaChodesh HaZelochem. It's the last of the Dalet Parshiyos before Pesach. We already learned Parsha Shkolim, we learned the Parsha of Amalek and the Parsha of Parah Aduma. And the fourth Parsha in preparation for Pesach is Parsha HaChodesh HaZelochem. What's the meaning of HaChodesh HaZelochem? What limudim could we learn from here in preparation for Pesach? The Mefarshim ask a question. HaChodesh HaZelochem is the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was given as a nation. In every first, there's a general lesson to be learned that's supposed to guide us in our Yiddishkeit in general. What is the general lesson that could be learned with Parshas HaChodesh to guide us throughout our whole relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Mefarshim say, the Levana, it works on a cycle. It starts as a little sliver. And then it progressively gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until the middle of the month it reaches the high point, its apex of light. Then it starts getting less and less and less and less and less until it disappears totally. And then it revitalizes itself the next month. Again a sliver of light, and again it progresses, and again it gets to its highest form, and again less and less and less and less. This is a symbol of Klal Yisrael. This is the way Klal Yisrael is. Klal Yisrael started as a little sliver. Avraham Avinu, Avraham Ivri, Avraham Be'Ever Echad, and he faced the darkness of the entire world that was against him. And that advanced into a Yitzchak, into a Yaakov. You had a Shloisha Avos, you had the Shivim Nefesh, you had the Shishim Ribay in Mitzrayim. From that came the Dor HaMidbar. They moved into Eretz Yisrael, they were getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then they started doing Chatoim. And slowly but surely, the Shekhinah started removing itself from them, and less, and the light got smaller, until Churban Bayis Rishon, totally darkness, total darkness. But then again, Klal Yisrael started revitalizing itself in Golos Bavel. They started building themselves up with the Batei Knesiyos, with the Batei Midrashos, with the help of the Nevi'im. Slowly but surely, weiter, weiter, until came the Ma'ase of Purim, and once again they were mechadish themselves over again, and Binyan Bayis Sheni. As a matter of fact, the Gemara Masechtas Megillah says, Esther, the name of Esther in Persian is Istahir, the moon. Was pshat, there was a Hischatshus in the times of Esther. A totally new Kabbalah Satayra, Kimu Vikiblu, Kimu Mashakiblu Kvar, a brand new Kabbalah Satayra, and they revitalized themselves in the second coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And this has been the story of Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. We build ourselves up again, rebuild and rebuild, and then unfortunately we go into another Golos from one country to the next, and we revitalize ourselves once again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted in Klal Yisrael a certain resilience that they're able to pick themselves up as if they were dead already, and they're able to pick themselves up from the dead and rebuild their lives once again. That is what the Levana is all about. And that's what we say in Kiddush Levana. V'la Levana Amar Shetis Chadesh. He told the Levana, revitalize yourself, renew yourself every month. Shehi Ateres Tiferes La'amusei Boten. It is a crown of glory. La'amusei Boten to the Bnei Yisrael that were born from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehem Asidim L'Hischadesh Kamaisa. They will also revitalize themselves the same way the Levana does every single month. So this was a general lesson to Klal Yisrael. You're coming out of Mitzrayim. You're rebuilding your lives now. I've placed in you that kayach of revitalization. Use it. And every generation, we learn that from the Levana. That's one lesson that we learn from HaChodesh HaZelochem. The kayach to revitalize. And also, therefore, don't be miyayish. the matzah could be bad. It could look like mamish, like there's no end in sight to a person's shverikite, to a person's tzara. Don't give up hope. One never knows how all of a sudden HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give that siyata d'shmai. He picks himself up and mamish, he sees Yeshua. There's a ma'aseh that said over. It's Adam Gadol, that had kisvei HaKadosh, he had chedusha mamish b'chol ha'Torah kulo. They got stolen. Somehow or other, they got stolen. He was mamish oismensh. And he went to his brother-in-law, the Devei Chaim. He needed him to comfort him, to console him. So the Devei Chaim asks him, do you have any chidushim left that you could publish? Nothing really. Nothing, son. He says, publish those chidushim. Publish those chidushim. So he listened to his brother-in-law and published those chedushim. And those chedushim that he thought l'chadchila were nothing ended up being one of the greatest svarim d'olam ha'Torah, that's to say, from Minchas Chinuch. That's how the Minchas... Now, if he would have had his other chedushim, he never would have published the Minchas Chinuch. Because according to him, this is like from the least of the least, right? L'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was mesavev it, that all his other chedushim were taken away. And as a last-ditch effort, he published this with the aids of his brother-in-law, and that became from the most famous svarim, the Olam HaTorah. One never knows, one never should despair. The Levana teaches us, and this whole Indian of Kiddush Levana teaches us, Hashem places in us the koyach to revitalize ourselves and to pick ourselves up from a shver matzav. Secondly, from the Levana we learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machal of es hazmanah. Person wakes up in the morning, he has a day which is not so great. Nope. Goes to bed at night, he can sleep it off. Let's say the week is a rough week. So Shabbos, more Shabbos b'menucha, yeah, Shabbos to rest up, to relax. Next week is a new week. Nope. The month doesn't go so well, you have a Rosh Chodesh, starts you out anew, it revitalizes you. The year wasn't so good, you have a Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machal of his hazmanah. And toich the year, he gives us different kinds of hismanim to make the year exciting, that we can be mechadish ourselves. There's a Pesach, there's a Sukkot, there's a Shavuos, there's a Rosh Hashanah, there's Yom Kippur. And the Rabbanan added their zmanim, Chanukah and Purim. And yet it's Taneisim to do tshuvin. That's all machalif as hazmanim. And that's based on the Levana. And the lesson that we have to learn from this is, when it comes to Shabbos and it comes to Yontif, it's not just merely a day of rest or merely a day of serving Hashem. We have to look at those zmanim that we can be mechadish ourselves completely. And now we're the upcoming zman of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim was Klal Yisrael leaving Geula as a whole nation. But every person could leave his own personal Mitzrayim, his own personal limitations, his own personal boundaries, his own personal Shverikayim. Pesach is his man for that. Every single yontif is like that, but Pesach b'prat, it's an opportunity for us to be mechadish ourselves, and he wrote some, we should be able to utilize the koiches ha-kedusha of the upcoming yontif. We should be able to have our own personal Yetzias Mitzrayim, and of course, we should all be zoichet to the gulu shleim b'meher v'yameinu. Amen. Ha-guten Shabbos.